This is Community Voices on 91.9 UIS. I'm co-host Randy Ackles, and I'm joined by our first J-Corps citizen journalist, Hasa and Amina Rahman. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for the work you did on your four-part series. We wanted to get a sense today of how this worked for you, since you are our first cohort of community journalists through the J-Corps program. That started with a listen session we did last year at the mosque. You came forward afterwards. You both indicated that you would be interested, because we ask at the end of a listening session who would like to continue to report out on their community. And you both responded positively to that. Why did you respond positively to that?
As a high schooler, and I'm starting to think about college and what I want to do for my career, I definitely was interested in journalism for a few years back now. And so when I had the opportunity to join that listen session and talk about my community, which obviously I know about myself, but also getting to share about it with more people, it was really interesting. I was glad I got to do that. Then knowing that there was an opportunity for me to report more and start getting some understanding of what the journalism field is like, it was really exciting to be able to look into more of the field and get a hands-on approach to it from an early time where I'm not even studying it yet.
Excellent. How about you, Amina?
I really enjoyed the experience of hearing other people's perspectives on the community, and we did one with the interfaith community as well. So that was really interesting to learn about how other people view the perspective. But also, there is a big wave of Islamophobia, unfortunately, that's been ongoing for a while. And it's been my experience that there's a lot of communities in Illinois where Muslims are very welcomed, and that's not the case, that there's so much Islamophobia. So I wanted to show that picture to people who may not have large Muslim communities or who may not be familiar with the Muslim community, because it's been my experience that people are very welcoming. Getting to know each other is a good way to combat that kind of negativity.
One of the things we learned during the series is that Illinois has the highest Muslim population per capita in the country.
Yes.
Very relevant. What was also nice was it took a little bit, but after the listen session in 2024, this year, Press Forward Springfield, the Community Foundation for the Land of Lincoln, came forward and said, we have this opportunity for a reporting project. They were looking for partners, and they came up with CNI, or Capital News Illinois, and Illinois Times, along with the Public Affairs Reporting Program at the University of Illinois Springfield here, and us. We found it a great opportunity to test this vision concept we had of community journalists. We like to call it the J-Corps, and the idea is to take folks who may not have a lot of journalism background and give them some resources, help them get trained, but more than anything, get out and start talking to their community and report back what you're hearing. Fortunately, the Field Foundation provided a grant that allowed us to compensate everybody involved. We also brought on Priyanka Deo to be the editor of the project, and she provided a lot of information as you got through the project. How did it feel?
It was a little scary at first, because putting yourself out there in the public without necessarily having the training is a little scary. I was really excited to learn, and I was really excited to try to put my best foot forward. I relied a lot on my essay writing skills and fact-checking skills. I have a lot of respect for journalism. I knew I was coming in here as someone who's not an expert. I knew I had a lot to learn going through the process and understanding the process of fact-checking and double-checking and going back to primary sources to make sure that you really represent the ideas that you're putting across correctly and the kind of impact that it can have if you don't do that. I got a whole new respect for journalists and what they do.
How about for you? How did the process go, Hafsa?
It was also like very scary at first. It felt like we were jumping into something that I didn't really have any experience with, recording and doing all these interviews, trying to figure out our story. I'm really glad I got to do it, of course. And it's definitely a learning curve, because you have to understand something that I didn't expect was the amount of information you can get and sorting through it and trying to find the true storyline within it. It's hard to limit all the really interesting facts that you get and put it into an amount that can be followed by a line of reasoning. It was hard to break down all of that and get to the real story, but it was definitely helpful to learn how to do that
4 or 5 minutes of audio is a long time for us in the clock during Morning Edition, or all things considered. That's like a feature segment. But when you take a look at the amount of text that is, or in a script, and all the facts you want to jam into that, it requires editing, editing, editing. You just got to keep bringing it down to get that core piece, and then ask yourself, am I getting across what's most essential that people want to know or will want to know once we get it out? I'm really glad you got through that process and learned about that. That's one of the biggest tricks. It was also one of the reasons we started with doing weekly audio journals, because it was just to have you tell your story yourself and what was happening as you went to do your research and get comfortable with doing voicing and what you're talking about. It's one thing to write a news story. It's another to have to figure out how to voice it. The really important part of that is adding that interview sound from other people or the ambient sound of places. I'm glad you both got an opportunity to try that and figure it out. What we hope in the future is to have more listen sessions where people can identify that they'd like to continue to report out on their community, and then get them, if we get a grant involved in a longer in process like this, if we don't, being able to do a more concentrated version to be able to get them to report out on unheard parts of the community. And that can be rural towns, that can be different political views, that can be different ethnic or religious backgrounds. Thank you for getting this started off. We're really happy how it went. Press Forward Springfield was excited, and so was the Field Foundation Healing Illinois. They have run these stories and promoted them all over the place. Illinois Times is not only running their story about the state of the African-American or Black population here in Springfield, but they're also running your story. And I got to see a draft of that recently getting ready for print. It looks beautiful with your pictures included. Amina, I think you took a lot of the pictures. That was another part of this. It's like, oh, I'm doing a radio thing, so I've got a report. But oh, wait, I need pictures. I got to make sure the audio works. How was it trying to figure that part out?
Yeah, it was challenging because just like how we were a little hesitant to put ourselves out there, there are people in the community who are shy or don't want to be public. It was a little challenging to understand where we could take pictures, how, getting permission. But we really wanted to give a taste of our community to the public. So we really tried to make an effort to get these little snippets, visuals, audio, commentary from people, perspectives. I really tried to think of it as multimedia as possible so that people could have a little bit of an experience of what it's like to be visiting the community.
Hafsa, how about you?
Having all those different elements to this one like story and the different stories that we followed, it was hard to choose, oh, we have to make sure we get pictures of this at the right times when people were around. For example, there were some pictures of time during prayer, and we didn't want to do it during when there were so many people there because we know there are also a lot of people that aren't comfortable being in pictures. It was hard to figure out, okay, when's the right time to do this? Make sure we get the pictures actually and don't just think about it. Then making sure that we have the right audio to represent the ideas we were trying to display. It was a lot to put all of those elements together.
Did you get any reaction from either the Muslim community or the community at large?
Definitely, yeah. I've had some of the people we interviewed, their colleagues or their neighbors or people they knew, mention to them that, oh, I heard you on the radio. And so they were really interested. Some people said, oh, I started tuning in regularly because it was really interesting to hear about your community. Even within the Muslim community, initially, people were very hesitant to come forward. But as they started hearing the audio journals, they started to feel like, hey, I want to get my perspective out there too. That was exciting because it is important to not just have what I think the Muslim community out there, but I want people to come out and say, hey, what about this? What about that? That was a really great thing to see.
Did you get reaction from classmates? What was it like in high school?
There was a few times where some of my classmates or friends were like, hey, were you on the radio the other day? And I was like, yeah. And I had to explain about the project, and they were really interested. It was really surprising to them that I was able to do this. For me too, it was like, oh wow, I have to get to this big opportunity as a high schooler. I had a few teachers and a few friends that were surprised, also from our community. Everyone was reaching out and saying, oh, you guys are doing a good job representing, you can include this and that. It was good to hear all that feedback. A lot of people were very excited to see this new idea come around.
It's helpful as a journalist to get community input. It helps you get the full story, hopefully. We touched on this in the audio journals, but not as much in the final reports. Tell us a little bit about your perspective of how it is to be a Muslim in high school?
Being a Muslim in high school in a less concentration of Muslim area, Springfield and Chatham, it's definitely hard sometimes because people don't understand what Islam is really. And it's less of people just being outright rude and more of people not knowing the information of what a Muslim is. I have to become like teacher for them to explain certain things that for me are really simple because I've been living that my whole life. For example, a lot of questions about why I wear a scarf and why I'm fasting or why I go to pray sometimes. Even though it gets difficult to answer those repetitive questions and sometimes rude ones too, it feels good to know that people are getting to know a little bit more about others in the world, and I get to bring them that information, even when it's a little difficult for me.
You're not just members of the Muslim community, but you're also members of Chatham's community. Chatham went through a real heartbreaking event during that time. Did you feel yourself being pulled to want to report on it at that point because of what you were doing, or how did you feel about that?
When the accident had happened, we were editing and getting our final episodes done. It was hard to see that tragic event in the community and focus on finishing the series. It was really interesting to see the community come together in a different way that I hadn't experienced before. And even though it was a tragic event, there was so much support from people, just for everyone, because it was so shocking and out of the blue. If we had more of the time to report on it, like during our audio journals, I would have wanted to include that. But unfortunately, it just wasn't the right time.
How about you, Amina?
I have a mom's group that we text each other, and everybody was reaching out, checking on everybody. There were people in our neighborhood that were directly affected with their children. Unfortunately, we just tried to see where we could be supportive without being intrusive. It was good to see that coming together. There were also some memorial services, which we attended one of them. I texted you while I was at the memorial saying, hey, should I take pictures? I didn't want to be intrusive, but I really wanted to reflect what I was seeing in my community, that people were really caring for each other, reaching out and being conscious of being there for one another.
We appreciate the pictures. That was helpful at the time. It's so difficult, but that's what we're hoping with this J-Corps program to develop, is people in the community that can help us get the word out of what's going on. If you had to do something right now, report on your community, any stories bubbling in your head you'd want to cover, or would you do it again?
I would like to do it again. I need to organize myself a little better to do it more effectively. There's still a lot of learning to do. But currently, we're about to celebrate the second Eid. There's one Eid after Ramadan. And then this is the second Eid that happens. It coincides with the Hajj, which is when people do their pilgrimage to Mecca to pray there and do the rites of pilgrimage. There's going to be a really big event on Friday for the community with prayers. And then they do like a fun activity for the kids. And then they do dinner. So that's really exciting for our community. And it really brings people from all over Central Illinois, actually, not just the Springfield area, because there are people who don't have mosques in neighboring communities. That would be something I would report on.
So what would you report on? Or yeah, would you do it again?
I would like to do something like this again. I would have to organize a little better because now I know how I have to do certain things. I would definitely be interested in doing more about the Muslim community or Chatham community. I don't think there's anything specific other than Eid coming up right now that I would want to report on. It's definitely interesting to see the community changing, and we got a little more insight on how it's changed from before we lived here to just recently with different national or worldly events, see like the different things happening in the community. So I think there's always something that could be looked into.
You mentioned mother and daughter. That's a little unusual. We don't usually try to pair people up that way necessarily, but it worked really well in this case. Did you guys do all right together working through this?
There was some tension, but I think that's normal. Anytime you're doing something, and I don't know about you, Hosa, but I put a lot of pressure on myself because I want to make sure I represent the community in the best possible way, meaning accurately, and make sure I get everybody's voices in there. There was a lot of pressure to bring that all together succinctly. Sometimes Hafsa had a different perspective than me, which is fine. That's part of it too. We did have some strong discussion.
It was nice because it was easier to work on it, like when we randomly had time at home instead of having a schedule everything. It was a little easier for us to collaborate. We have different views on how things should be done, or just little arguments about like what to place where.
It's tougher to collaborate, right?
Yeah. There are pros and cons, but it was definitely a good experience, and I'm glad we got to do it together.
We really appreciate you doing it. What would you tell someone else who has a community they feel we're not hearing from that might be interested in doing something like this?
I would really love to expand this into other communities, because part of our Muslim community is that we do a lot of collaboration with other communities, because we're a small community. So a lot of our needs are similar to other communities' needs. So we get to know other community members who are not in the Muslim community. And there's so many great stories and characters and people out there that are doing amazing things. And I really hope that they see that if we can do it, they can do it too. I really would love to have their voices out there so everybody can see what they're doing.
We're hearing back from the people who helped fund the project that they're extremely happy with it. You'll also be able to go to the website and look at all the audio journals, listen to all the audio journals, and listen to the final report. Plus, when we come back after this break, you'll be able to listen to the reports in order. Thank you, Amina and Hassa Rahman, for being our first J-Corps citizen journalists.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity. And thank you to Priyanka, too. She did an amazing job of coaching us and bearing with us, both of you. So thank you.